Pakistan's Taliban threatens Christian leaders. As the world population grows, access to scripture diminishes. And InterVarsity reaches out to millions of seekers on college campuses this fall. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Taliban is directly threatening believers in northeast Pakistan's Punjab province. International Christian Concerns' Jonathan Racho says they've obtained a copy of a threatening letter warning Christian leaders to convert to Islam or face dire consequences.
If they don't convert to Islam or pay the jizya tax, they are warned to leave the country. If the Christians do not do any of the three, then they would be killed. Their property and homes would be burned to ashes, and their women would be treated as sex slaves.
News of the threat emerged as Pakistan's army prepared its response to a violent 14-day Taliban campaign. Ministry is likely to be disrupted. Pray for believers to remain bold in Christ. It's likely to get worse before it gets better, though.
In Pakistan, many Christians are suffering because of the surge in activity by the Taliban, and the Christians are killed simply because of their faith in Christ, and we're afraid these attacks against Christians will continue to grow in the coming days.
Next, a defense lawyer says a case in Turkey is a scandal. This comes following three prosecution witnesses testifying that they didn't even know two Christians on trial for insulting Turkishness and Islam. Compass Direct reports Turkish Christians Hakan Tistan and Turan Topal were arrested on October 2006. They were charged while talking about their faith with three people who had asked. The European Commission is concerned. The two face up to 2 years in prison if convicted. You're listening to Mission Network News. Researchers say the world's population will hit 7 billion within the next 2 years. Africa and Latin America are projected to double by 2050. Faith Comes By Hearing says the world's poorest are already cut off from the Bible. Half the world's people are either illiterate or too poor to afford a Bible. FCBH is hoping to change that with their Proclaimer, a self-powered audio drama New Testament. Your support can help the growing number of poor and illiterate here. Go to our website to get connected. Next, with the 2009-2010 school year now underway, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is trying to reach even more of the millions of searching individuals on college campuses. InterVarsity's Jim Lundgren says,
"What we've discovered on college campuses today is there's a lot of unchurched college students who have never been to church, who've never been to a Sunday school, and they know nothing about who Jesus is."
So InterVarsity has set up booths called proxy stations. Examples of these are the Hands Project, the Body Project, and one on personality.
So these stations are designed to create lots of conversation to draw people in.
InterVarsity students and staff can then share Christ's love and get them connected with a group investigating God if interested.
As people get out there and share their faith and they see that people are interested, and they have great conversation, this makes them more excited about their own faith.
Check out our website on how to get involved. And just last week, we mentioned HCJB Global's Voice and Hands of Jesus contest. 10 winners were given $200 toward their summer mission trip and a flip video camera to record their actions. HCJB Global President Wayne Peterson says,
"We're hearing amazing stories of lives transformed, people touched with the lives of Christ."
One story comes from Jared Norton, who says he's grateful the group cares about reaching people with the gospel.
That's the attitude we need to have if we're going to influence the world for Christ.
Jared and his wife Hannah brought much-needed eye care to orphans in Bulgaria. In 10 days, they completed over 300 eye exams. But Hannah says they didn't just meet the physical needs. The couple played with orphans and gave them lots of love and attention.
We feel like we were really able to be the voice in the hands of Jesus and just showing them the love of God.
Listen next week to hear about Joyce Tyndale's VBS ministry in Arizona. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7 is making available two DVDs, Keys to the Middle East and The Storybook of Sat7, two high-end productions that will help you understand the ministry in the Middle East a little better so you can pray more effectively. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.